Like a king, then he called Krishna, Ram, Nrisimha, Vaman. So they are aparadhi. They think like this. That's how that by chanting name, Jnana will come and Krishna will be in not that he will be like a Brahma in only Shakti. You know.
Like an impersonal light.
Light. So the name is also not a nitya. If Mayavadi can give up the association of Mayavadi and they will be somewhat corrected and they will come in the association of any bona fide Vaishnava, then they can give up bhukti and mukti desire and they can, at that time they can do sukha and they can practice. Brahmabhuta prasannatma na sukhitana sankati samastarve bhuteshu mat bhaktim labhate para. So if a Mayavadi comes in the association of Vaishnava and he then lamenting for this that I have done so wrong thing, I have done aparadh, I should not do it, I don't want bhakti and mukti and always weeping and doing constantly name, always living in the sadhu sangha, doing saman and kirtan, then this patibimba abhas, nam abhas and everything will go away, otherwise not. Those who know that bhakti is not nitya, when we will realize Brahma, then bhakti will go away. And we will have some nitya. This is abhara. This is not this. If Mayavadi is doing namabhas and not doing any offense, only once he is doing name, by this name, namabhas, he will have size the mukti. If he is doing no naparas. But only once that I want a mukti, then he can have this mukti, size the mukti. Because namabhas is kalpataru. Kalpataru means?
Desire tree.
If anyone wants that I want mukti, he can give mukti. But if he is aparadhi, he will not give. He doesn't do aparadhi to Bhagavat. Grantha, Bhagavat, Vaishnavas and Krishna. Nam has all potency. Whether he is Pratibimba, but yet he can give and fulfill the wish of any Mayavadi. Pratibimba. But if there is aparadh, they will not have the wish. So Mayavadi are two kinds. One having mukti, doing aparadh, and one doing no aparadh and wishing mukti.
How can there be a Mayavadi not doing aparadh? Because they don't accept the form of Krishna, so automatically
it's aparadh. They are not doing so. Only they want mukti. They are telling that Krishna is eternal, name is eternal, and everything is. But I want mukti. Then mukti will come.
But they don't accept his form.
But they are not fully Mayavadi. So half Mayavadi you can say.
By mukti, who does?
Everyone who wants mukti are not Mayavadi.
Who does? By mukti, do you mean they just simply want to become free from material suffering?
Yes.
They're not consciously thinking, I want to go in the Brahman effulgence, but they just want to get out of birth and death. They want freedom from suffering.
Parivar. So bhakta should not be mayavadi. They should not be saiyya or any kind of mukti. Mukti will come automatically if we chant name and do bhakti. We'll have to cross all these things and then go to praja or vaikuntha. So any Vaishnava does not want mukti and they don't do namaskar. But they are bound to do chaya namabhas as first, and then crossing these, by the help of Saman and Krishna association, they may collapse it. Otherwise, no.
When Gurudev plants Nam in our heart at the time of Harinam, doesn't it require, you're talking about the so many abhasas like Guru, Vaishnava abhas, Nam abhas, but isn't there a Diksha abhas as well, where one cannot be receiving, because their Gurudev is not on the highest platform, therefore the Diksha that they're getting, the Nam that they're getting in their heart will automatically be Diksha abhas.
Like it is a seed. If the seed is a very good and powerful tree, then it will surely give very sweet and every kind, best kind of fruit. And if the tree is rotten and its bones are rotten, then it may be that seed will not
ankur,
or it like very tell wrong. And after that they will try.
Sergei, I have a question about Prasadimba. Before, in other lectures you were...
You should try to read more.
You were saying at one time that if someone is taking a medicine and he doesn't know what the medicine is, it will work anyway. In the same way if someone is taking Harinam, eventually...
Seed should be like sword. That seed should be like that.
Yeah. If you're taking good medicine, right, good quality medicine. So if somebody is taking...
But yet, there is a thing. If the seed is so good, powerful, but you are throwing it on sand.
Stone, sand.
Or you are selling it in water. It will not explode.
If some Mayavadi is taking Harinam with a desire for liberation, but Harinam is so strong.
But they are not associating with good Rasik Vaishnava.
But Harinam won't take that person to hear from Vaishnava.
It may be that in coming in Vaishnava association he will be sent.
If they are not bona fide, if they are aparadhi, and if they are not aparadhi, then he is chanting and but he is coming to Vaishnava. Then, by the permission, we can take this as well. Or next. I think this will arrange it.